Grand Rapids Police Chief David Rahinsky held a press conference Thursday morning at police headquarters after news of his resignation traveled throughout the area the night before, surprising many city officials with his decision, including a number of fellow Grand Rapids police officers.
And I want to share just how I came to my decision. So this will be my fifth Christmas here in Grand Rapids, and I don't need to tell anybody about the importance of family. And it's time that I start putting geography and family a little bit ahead of professional aspirations.
Serving 4 years as police chief, Rahinsky has had to be the face of a police department that has come under intense public scrutiny during his tenure. I asked Chief Rahinsky if the stress of the job has contributed to the decision to step down.
I really don't think it did. I didn't come up here looking for an easy position. I came up here looking for a challenge. So I started in July of 2014, and then Ferguson was in August of 2014. And I think Ferguson changed the face of policing for a generation of law enforcement. But I think it's changed it for the better.
Rahinsky will retire in Florida, where he says most of his family now lives, including a son who is an officer for the Miami Beach Police Department. His last day in office is December 18th. Meanwhile, City Manager Mark Washington said he too had been surprised by Rahinsky's announcement and has not had the time yet to name an interim or have a plan in place to begin searching for the next chief of police. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.